I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. Basically, I tell the people every week, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My next guests are a dynamic duo, one from USC, one from the HBCU. Okay, now we're going to get in detail on the HBCU. They're offering access to high-value real estate assets, once reserved for only the largest investors, and committed to reshaping opportunities for the black community. That's why they own this show. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass the Chairman and CEO, Dennis Earle, and the Vice President, Michael Piles.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dennis, I was just giving the extra US that love over the HBCU. You know, I got love for USC now.
Hey, listen, I'm a fan of HBCU, although I'm an alum of USC. So I give love both ways, brother.
All right. Well, I'm good. We sat there. Now, Michael, we have a little history because we talked on a previous interview because you're kind of like, what can I say, a serial entrepreneur.
That's right.
It was a online liquor business, correct?
That's right. I own an alcohol delivery service, actually the first black-owned alcohol delivery service called Quick Lick. We are located in Miami, Florida and Atlanta, Georgia. I own that with two of my co-founders that I went to Clark Atlanta University with. So we're just continuing this HBCU takeover. That's what we're doing.
Here's the beauty of it. Okay, I established Money Making Conversation Masterclass to give what I consider the next stars of this business. That's entrepreneurs, black investors, black voices. You know, we know this business is tied, social media is tied to rappers, music artists, influencers, but you guys play a role of as influence. As the chairman and CEO, Dennis, please enunciate correctly the name of your business and where did that name come from?
So the company is called the Halter Group, and the Halter Group is essentially a real estate syndication company born from four black phenomenal men who really wanted to give education to those who ordinarily would not have the information to grow success, grow portfolios, and grow generational wealth. So the Halter Group essentially means born from within, and born from within is each of us can look inside of our own souls and really dig deep, find ways to be successful, and live the American dream.
Well, you guys are based in California. I lived in California from 1990 to 2005, where real estate is crazy expensive. The whole state of California gets crazy expensive. I would tell people, low-income housing, they can say it in California, but guess what? You better have some money. So what is the general purpose of what you guys are doing, Dennis?
So the purpose is allowing for individuals of like mind to invest their dollars together as a collective. And then those dollars raised are then deployed into large multifamily apartment buildings across the United States. Residential is, you know, everyone knows what a house is, or a condo or a townhouse. Not many in the Black community understand the ins and outs of how to buy an apartment building. We've been kept out of commercial real estate because, to be frank, most Blacks do not have the liquidity to play in the commercial real estate space. So we have provided the opportunity to where individuals who do not have the liquidity can put their money together as a collective and buy an apartment building together and receive a dividend on a quarterly basis, an annual depreciation via their K-1, and equity, which most are really doing at a great scale, but not many Blacks.
So, Michael, are you guys, or just all this is about education. So I ask questions so I can be knowledgeable the process. So are y'all seeking investors or y'all developers? What are y'all?
We're doing both. We're doing both, Rashawn. So on the investment side, it's just what Dennis said. You know, our primary purpose is to galvanize investors from all walks of life. We work with seasoned, accredited investors and novice, beginner-level investors. You know, our whole thing when you talk about being a Black-owned investment company, you know, the ethos of our company, it starts with education. You know, Magic Johnson said it best, and I'm stealing this from my partner, Dennis, but Magic Johnson said it best. When it comes to the Black diaspora, we're experts in fashion, we're experts in entertainment, but we're lagging behind in financial literacy. And so the Halter Group, our whole purpose is to come together, galvanize our investors, and purchase these high value wealth building assets that are typically only reserved for people that do not look like us. So that's what we do on the investment side. And then on the development side, our partner Marcide Hatcher, who's our chief of development, is overseeing Halter Development, which is a specially designated HBCU-oriented division of Halter Group. Let me tell you what we're doing with that, Rashawn. Halter is absolutely trailblazing. We're one of the only real estate investment companies in the country, probably in the world, that's focused on the HBCU student housing crisis. We've purchased 5 acres of land in Tuskegee, Alabama, and we're working with Tuskegee University to develop over 200 brand new top of the line student housing units for that next class, that next generation of leaders at Tuskegee. And we are currently in negotiations for a 42-acre plot of land in Texas. I don't want to give the exact location because we're still getting the deal together, but we're getting ready to close on 42 acres, Rashawn, that we'll be able to develop hundreds and hundreds of student housing, as well as multimedia facilities for one of the prominent HBCUs in Texas. We're super proud about it.
Well, let's put it this way. I broadcast on Texas Southern University, which is in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
So if it's anywhere near my broadcast reach, please come back. You know, hopefully it'll be a groundbreaking ceremony. I'd love to be invited down to that because I just like to see. I'm an advocate. I didn't go to or attend or graduate from HBCU, but I'm an HBCU advocate because I understand Black excellence. And I always tell people about it because of the fact that, and it's no slight on the schools that we graduate from, me and Dennis and I, PWIs, that's what we call predominantly white institutions. But, you know, when you realize that HBCUs are delivering 50% of the Black high school teachers, you know, 75% of the doctors, 75% of the dentists, 30% of the STEM graduates of HBCUs, you know, this information, 40% of the members of the Congress are from HBCUs, are vice president HBCUs. And I always tell people, I constantly put that information out there because if we didn't know Vice President Kamala Harris went to an HBCU, we would assume an Ivy League. Guess how stereotypes work. And so when I come back, I say that, Dennis, you guys are working against stereotypes. You guys are not supposed to be doing this. You know, how did you guys even sit in a room, look in a mirror, because you have to, you know, I always tell people, I get up at 4:30, I look at that mirror. That mirror can defeat you. You can look at, because I'm too tired for this, or I ain't got time for this. That mirror just looking right back at you. So when you're looking in the mirror, Dennis, you're the chairman. So obviously it came from up top and filtered down to convince somebody like Michael, this is the bridge to be on. Because he already said liquor over there. He fired. He got liquor rolling over there. So how did the dream start there, Dennis?
You know, I got tired of being a slave to the commission. You know, 25 years of commercial real estate, over 300 transactions brokered, north of $3 billion in real estate. I got tired of building wealth for others who do not look like us, mm-hmm. right? So COVID happened. COVID came, the world stopped. I looked myself in the mirror and I said, what's next? I called my partner, Anthony Tabor, who's a mortgage banker. I called my partner, Ennis Williams, who's a financial advisor, and obviously Marcia Hatcher. And we came together and we said, look, let's start providing our information, our knowledge. We all are experts within loans, brokerage, development, and financial wealth. Let's put our expertise and give the education to the Black and Brown community, and let's build the powerhouse. And Rashawn, I am excited. 3 years later, we have 135 investors. 133 are Black. We have raised over $15 million. We have over $40 million in assets. We're approaching 500 units under management in just 3 years. Imagine what we are going to do together as a collective Black dollars within the community over the next 3 years. We're creating a monster. And with myself, Michael, and our partners, and with the help of you and this platform, we're doing wonderful things.
Right. So it is all about getting the word out, because I know this, Michael, like when you came on my show and, you know, it was unusual. I'd never heard of what you was talking about. You know, you had a game changing
Thank you.
Process. And this is a game-changing process too, Dennis, because people hear, they go, man, that kind of makes sense, but I don't believe it. So you have to deal with a lot of, you know, skepticism. Correct, Dennis?
Absolutely. And you know, really, it's common practice. Sports franchises, high-rise buildings downtown Los Angeles or across the world. These are all syndications. These are all individuals, corporations who put their monies together and their dollars together are more powerful. Unfortunately, we as a community, we're not doing it, or the masses of us are not doing it, because we're not educated on how to do it. And that's what we are doing. We are providing that education so we as a community can get behind the eight ball and start making some serious powerful moves.
Imagine this, Michael. I'm over 60. And so I lived through the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way to the day. And are we too hard on the Black community when it comes to what we're not doing or what we're supposed to be doing? You came from HBCU. You have a different vision. You have a different story to tell because you were academically trained in a Black culture. So there's some things I expect that you've experienced I didn't experience.
Right.
Even though I participated with my Black friends, the Pledge of the Black Fraternity, on the school I went to. Are we too hard on us?
Man, that's an excellent, excellent question, Rashawn. And first off, to be over 60, you look good, brother. You look good. You're doing something right. If you were 55, I believe you. that question, and the reason I say it's a good question is because, you know, there's some truth to it, right? I grew up in a household, I was very fortunate to have two Black parents. Both college educated, neither of which went to HBCUs, but instilled that in me, the power of going to an HBCU. They were very hard on me, very, very hard, very tough. But I think it's out of necessity, Rashawn. In fact, I know it is, right? Historically, the world has been hard on Black people, you know, minorities in general. The world has been hard on us. So I think intrinsic to the Black experience is a need to be hard on your kids, right? So that you have that, so your kids are born and developed with that rigidness, that callus. Because when they go out in the world, as we know, when you go into the corporate world, when you go into the educational landscape, when you go into the workforce, the world is going to be hard on us. So if we're tough on ourselves, then we prepare ourselves for that. But let me just say this, though. I think that Black people are the most powerful, most confident, most persevering culture that we have. I'm so proud to grow up as a Black man and to have been to an HBCU. And I believe that a lot of our success, a lot of our legacy can be attributed to that strength that we have. So some people look at it as being hard, but I look at it as just preparing us for life. And we've been able to, over the generations, do great, great things, and that we're continuing to grow.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
What's driving you, Dennis? What's driving you in this whole process? You know, you say you come from that background that, well, you're tired of working for the man, now you want to be the man. What's the end goal?
The end goal is to change the direction of the Black generations to come. The end goal is to continue to educate those who have minimal amount of capital and those who have an excess amount of capital. The goal is to change the narrative. Listen, I grew up, I didn't know much about real estate. I knew about residential real estate. I had no clue that there was shopping centers and strip malls and apartment complexes that individuals owned, and that the rental income was making those families wealthy. Our goal at Haltair is to have our investors, our community, be those individual owners who are getting wealthy, right? Those who are getting the mailbox checks, some call it as the envelope, right? The cash flow that comes in. Teaching those who attend HBCUs and those, as you said, Rashawn, who attend the PWIs on how they can be a boss, how they can apply their dollars from either their corporate job or being an entrepreneur and buy real estate, buy wealth, buy cash flowing assets, not just a house or a condo or a townhome. We all should have those, obviously, but really identify cash flow to where their life is just so much better and the education just grows from there. That's the goal.
Let's talk about this. The whole process of trying to catch up, That's what we're trying to do. You know, because in the black community, I come from Fifth Ward, which is a urban neighborhood inside of Houston. And the first thing, you know, we buy clothes. We can buy, black people can buy clothes, right? Then all of a sudden, we might get us a car, okay? And if you're blessed, you get your house. Now you're talking about builders and shopping centers. Dennis, you know, I mean, you like, you over the moon now talking, brother. You beyond a car. You beyond a house. How does an individual, even a successful individual, wrap their mind around this conversation you're having with me?
Rashawn, we've made this very easy, right? Most investment groups have a minimum entrance level of $50,000 to $100,000. Let's be real. Most are not sitting on $50,000 to $100,000 liquid. We've lowered the ball to where our entrance is $10,000. So rather than going to buy the Jordans or buying the bling or buying the, you know, the extra package on the brand new car, put $10,000 and let it sit. Forget about it. Because guess what? When you put your $10,000 at Bank of America or Chase or Wells Fargo, what are they doing, Rashawn? They're taking our deposits. They are investing our deposits into communities that we do not live in. And when we go to the bank and ask for a loan, we're the ones getting denied when they're using our dollars sitting in their banks. So take those dollars, put them into an investment, sit on it, and watch it grow. So $10,000 is our entrance. And for those who put in $10,000 or north thereof, they're able to receive cash flow. They're able to get a tax write-off to save them on their income taxes. They're able to get equity. So we make it really easy for those to participate inside of the Halter Group.
Cool. I'm going to go over to Michael here for a minute. Michael, how did you get into Dennis's life?
Yes. So actually, it was a very serendipitous event that brought Dennis and I together. We actually, roundabout way, came together by way of my fraternity, which is Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yeah, you mean there's another fraternity other than Alpha out there? That's what you trying to tell me, brother?
Well, I thought we were the only fraternity, but, you know, we learn something new every day.
Hey, wait, I have to interject because, Rashawn, you talked about the vision. You asked me a question earlier about the vision of Halter. And if I remember correctly from history, the visionaries of the seven founders of Alpha Phi Alpha make a sci-fi and Kappa Alpha Psi. Let's make the record clear right now, please.
Hey, Rashawn, it's 1911 love, brother. 1911, yes, sir. I love it. So Dennis actually began, as he mentioned earlier, he began the Halter Group with three other co-founders, two of which are members of my fraternity, and one of which, Marcide Hatcher, is a mutual friend of one of my fraternity brothers. So as I was looking to transition from the residential side of real estate, where I made my bones for many years, into the commercial side and into an opportunity to really help our community build wealth, I saw that my fraternity brother Marcide began this company along with Dennis and was doing some amazing things. So I reached out to him and I said, hey man, I'd love to sit down and talk to you and your partners because everything you're creating with the Halter Group resonates with my passions and my goal in life, which is to help my community and my family build generational wealth. And that's how I met Dennis. We had a conversation. I think he saw that I could be a great addition to the team, and the rest was history.
Cool. I'm gonna go granular here, Dennis, because I really wanna understand what's going on with the Halter Group. Okay, you invest in properties, buildings, shopping malls, to the degree, right, strip centers?
No, sir, no. We are, for those familiar with Los Angeles, we are In-N-Out Burger. We do burgers and fries. And I say that because we do multifamily and only multifamily.
Cool. I'm gonna go over to the mouthpiece over here by Kale. You know, I gotta ask about this podcast because I know you. He been on my show, Dennis. You a first timer, but I know where the talking machine is right there, by Kale. You know, so HOW, you got a podcast there, by Kale. Tell me about it.
That's right. We are so proud of our podcast. It's called the How with Halter Podcast. The How is an acronym. HOW. It stands for Helping Others Win. And that says it all in a nutshell. We developed this platform, Rashawn, in order to educate the community on all things regarding financial literacy, wealth being, entrepreneurship, investing, and everything under the sun. You asked a question earlier when it comes to bringing people into the Halter ecosystem. How do we explain what we do? How do we pitch them? Well, at Halter, we don't even like to look at our, you know, business education as a pitch, right? Obviously, we're a for-profit business and we bring in investors, but we don't like to pitch our investors. We like to educate them, and we do it in a variety of ways. And the podcast is an extremely unique and creative way that we're doing it. For your listeners out there that are interested in hearing or seeing the podcast, you can find us on YouTube. Just type in How with Halter. We're on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts. We're getting out far and wide with this message, Rashawn, because we want the community at large to understand that everybody out there can do what we do. And that's what we're letting them know.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying, Dennis? See what I'm saying? Mouthpiece.
Hey,
mouthpiece.
That's my VP. That's my VP. but you know what? I would be remiss if I do not challenge your guys' fraternity. I'm going to challenge Kappa Alpha Psi.
Yes.
On Money Making with Rashawn McDonald.
Hey, look at it right. Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Alpha, Kappa, Omega. All right? I ain't got no problem with being challenged because that's what we do.
Well,
okay?
I'm going to challenge Omega and Kappa Alpha Psi. Alpha Phi Alpha to date per this conversation has raised $1.1 million that has gone into our assets across the United States. So I am officially challenging Omega Psi Phi. I am challenging Kappa Alpha Psi, Phi Beta Sigma, and all the others in the Divine Nine to back Halter Group. Put your black dollars behind a black company who's doing phenomenal business and grow your portfolios within your organization.
Absolutely. Like you said, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Like you said, St. Louis. Like you said, Monroe, Louisiana. Like you said, East New Orleans. They have projects they're developing in the Texas market. They're going to announce in a few days. When they break bread, they're going to bring Rashawn down so I can break bread with them, throw a little dirt around, do it like that. But the good thing about it, I want to take the time for to thank you guys for coming over here because, you know, the model is simple. You know what I'm saying? You invest in properties, 85% occupancy. That means there's a return on investment immediately. 8% is an annual return on an investment. And so with that being said, the research is put in on the properties. The properties have high value. Not holding on to them for 5 years or longer is the whole process. Seems very simple to me, guys. I want to thank y'all for coming on my show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass. If I said anything, Chairman, you can strike me down, brother. You can strike me down.
That's great, Rashawn. Hey, Rashawn, the only thing you missed is the equity appreciation. We're all about building wealth. And one thing I just wanted to shout out is that all of our assets have appreciated tremendously in equity. The 8% cash return is good. It's great. But the equity, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that our investors are going to be able to cash in on and have that wealth for the next generation.
And so when they come in, that's their equity point when they invest in, and then it ascends from there. That's how it works?
Yes, sir. When you invest, that establishes your basis, as we would call it in the industry. And then over time, as you live in one of our funds, then your equity in that fund appreciates over time. So if we buy a property for $10 million, after 3 years, it's worth $15, $16 million. Whenever we decide to sell or refinance that property, you get your pro rata share of that profit. That's where the wealth comes in.
Right. See, that's that hidden gem you ain't tell me about, you know, Dennis, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got my cab right here doing this thing. Thank you guys for coming on Money Making Conversations Master. I appreciate y'all time. I really appreciate you guys understanding what I'm trying to do on this show, but more importantly, one more quick shout out about the podcast before I let you go, Michael.
Yes, please go like, subscribe, and follow the How with Halter podcast. That's H-O-W, helping others win. We're on YouTube and everywhere you get your podcast. You'll love it.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc.
More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.